The comedy The Heat, starring Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy, comes out in theaters today. James Sanford of the Battle Creek Inquirer got a chance to talk with some of the cast and crew.
You'd expect to see Melissa McCarthy in a raucous comedy like The Heat. Even Sandra Bullock's name above the title is no great surprise. But who would expect the cast to include Joey McIntyre, best known as the youngest of the new kids on the block? Heat director Paul Feig, for one. The Royal Oak native first took note of McIntyre's comic flair in a series of Funny or Die takeoffs on Mad Men. Now, he sings McIntyre's praises.
He's a great comedic improviser. There's scenes in the movie, like when he's out on the street, come on, I'm going to say it. You have to sit here and listen to
it. The straight guy and all the madness. That's what I was trying to say. I don't have to be funny, just...
You are, he's funny. Don't listen to him. No, but he's the greatest.
Feig, who previously directed Bridesmaids, and McIntyre, who is back on tour with the new kids, visited Royal Oak 3 weeks ago to talk about The Heat, in which McIntyre plays the low-life brother of Melissa McCarthy's character, Shannon Mullins. Shannon's a down-and-dirty but dedicated Boston cop who's become a pariah in her parents' home because she helped send one of the other brothers to prison. McIntyre joined an ensemble of fellow Massachusetts natives, including Bill Burr, Nathan Codrey, and Jane Curtin. They knew the city and its attitude firsthand, and they knew just how far they could go when it came to poking fun at Beantown.
We can be as mean and as stereotypical as we want because it's our city, and we can't get offended. And that was the nature of the family within the movie. I mean, they're just obscene, you know what I mean? And Melissa McCarthy's character has her hands full, so.
But the great thing about funny people, truly funny people, is they know how to not go over the line. If you have people that kind of don't know how to be funny, then they'll go way too far, but they always just kept it right at the line, but never went over.
Naturally, it's impossible to discuss Boston these days without addressing the Boston Marathon bombing, especially since McIntyre was a marathoner himself. Feig said in the past 2 months, several special screenings of The Heat have been set up for Boston law enforcement personnel.
We had a lot of help from law enforcement in this movie. There's FBI and actual, you know, SWAT team guys are in the film. So we feel very close to them, and Joey had a very, you know, close encounter with this, and he's all right.
I ran the marathon, so.
Across the finish line.
About 10 minutes before it all went crazy. But it was tough, but you know, Boston, like Paul said, it's a great town. And doesn't matter where you were on that day. I think everybody was affected and touched by the tragedy. But anything we can do, you know what I mean? Obviously, we're just trying to bring a little sunshine to those people that had to deal with it, you know, and risk their life to, you know, for the victims and just the whole city.
Yeah, it makes me even more proud that we shot in Boston because we get to kind of show how strong it is.
Like McIntyre, Sandra Bullock did not have much training in generating spontaneous comedy.
But she was able to match, you know, go along, you know, note for note, really. You know, the thing is, people who are really good actors are usually really good at improv because what they do is they create a character that is true to them, who they're kind of playing. So it's such a living, breathing thing that they can then, within that, talk just like we in real life kind of are listening and talking and having an honest exchange. And so it was, you know, she was great. It was really, she kept up with Melissa. Melissa is not easy to keep up with.
When actors go off script, throwing in ad-libs, or, as McCarthy does at several points in The Heat, flying into off-the-cuff tangents, a director can wind up with a surplus of hilarious material. Feig encountered that kind of embarrassment of riches on Bridesmaids, and he's figured out how to handle it.
The tendency is to want to load it up with every funny thing, but what happens is you fatigue the audience and people start to lose the thread of who the characters are and caring about that. So that's really the litmus test. And then knowing that we have the DVDs, then we can take all the jokes we love and we put them on the DVD extras. So at least they don't go away forever.
I just saw kind of that.
That was
pretty funny too.
So. Well, no, because you really get to see how genius all these people are because they're just spooling off joke after joke after joke when we're shooting, and then we can only pull one or two of them.
The Heat hits theaters today. For WMUK, I'm James Sanford from the Battle Creek Inquirer.